In this week's Parsha, Parshas Beshalach, we have a very interesting exchange that happens. Pyre is coming close, and Bnei Yisrael lifted their eyes, it says, V'hinei Mitzrayim noseya achoreihem, and behold, Mitzrayim is traveling after them, v'yiru mo'ed, and they were very scared, v'yitzaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem, and they davened to Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, which seems to be a good thing. Rashi says, tafsu umnas avaisam, they grabbed hold of the profession of their fathers, meaning they went back to see what did our fathers do. By Avram it says, Alamakam asher amad sham, b'yitzchak lasuch basada, b'yakov v'yifka b'makam, it's bringing proofs, Rashi is bringing proofs that what Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov did in times of trouble was that they turned to Hashem and they davened. Look, Bnei Israel did the same thing. They see Mitzrayim is running after them, they get scared, and so they cry out to Hashem. But then something interesting happens because it doesn't seem like they're davening in the correct way. Vayomru el Moshe, they say to Moshe, Hamibli ein kfarim b'mitzrayim l'kachtanu l'mus b'midbar? Did you take us to die in the midbar? Were there not enough graves in Mitzrayim that you had to take us out to die in the midbar? Mazay sasisalanu, what did you do to us? Leitzienu b'mitzrayim, why did you even take us out? Halayze hadavar asher dibarnu eilecha b'mitzrayim. This is exactly what we told you what was going to happen when you came to us originally in Mitzrayim and you said, I'm going to take us out. We told you, Lamar, chadal mimenu, v'navdaz Mitzrayim. Leave us alone. Just let us be. We're serving Mitzrayim, ki tov lanu avodas Mitzrayim mimusenu b'midbar. Although it's hard for us to be Mitzrayim, it's better to work here in Mitzrayim than to die in the midbar. And then Moshe turns to the nation and he tries to calm them down. Vayomer Moshe la'am, al tiru, don't be scared. Hisyatzvu uru'u es yeshuas Hashem. Stand and see. You'll see that Hashem is going to come and save them. And he says, the way that you see Mitzrayim today, you'll never see them again. Mitzrayim is going to be gone. Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem is going to fight for you. Va'atem tacharishun. And you, all you have to do is be quiet. Hashem is going to fight for you. So again, we have Bnei Yisrael davening, which we're not sure, but according to Rashi, seems to be a good thing. Then they say something which seems to be outrageous. Moshe Rabbeinu calms them down. And then Hashem turns to Moshe and tells him off. Matitz akelai, ve'emar shamo Moshe, pasuk tesvav. Matitz akelai, why are you crying out to me? Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'iso. Now is not a time to daven. Talk to Bnei Yisrael and tell them to go. Go to Yamsuf. So it seems to be that there was something positive in their crying, and yet Hashem tells at least Moshe Rabbeinu, don't cry to me now, go. We reference this crying every day in Tefillah when we say in right before Az Yashir B'charisi Maya Bris, we say V'esa Akasam Shemat Al Yamsuf, you heard their cry by Yamsuf. But their words don't seem to be like an appropriate Tefillah. We have many, many ways to answer this question, and I'm not going to do all of them. I'm going to attack it in one way, by using the Rashi. The Rashi there, when it says, when Moshe says to them, stop crying, when Hashem says to Moshe, stop crying, stop davening, it says, Rashi wants to know, why was he crying, and why did Hashem tell him to stop? Rabbi Omer, Matitzakelai, what does it mean when Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzakelai, why are you crying to me? Hayisa Aymer, you, Moshe, you're the one that said once, Ume Oz Basi El Pare, from the time I came to Pare. This is at the end of Parsha Shemais, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Pare the first time, and Pare said, well, if Klal Yisrael is complaining about leaving the time, it must mean that they have too much time on their hands, and that's when he took away their straw. And when that happened, Moshe came back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he said, Lama hare aysa la'am hazeh, why did you make things so hard for your nation? Lama zeh shalachtani, why did you send me? What was the point? So me'az basi al pari, since I came to Pare, things only got worse. So Rashi only has these four words. Matitzakelai, why are you crying out to me? Hayisa aymer, you said, ume'az basi al pari. You're the one that said once from the time I came to Pare, v'goymer, etc. V'achshav ata emeir umar bebetzvila, and now you're standing and davening so much? Matitzakelai, why are you crying out to me? Quoting the Yalkut Shemani and the Mechilta. So, this doesn't really answer our question. Let's try and answer this. Let's try and understand this Rashi, and let's try and answer this whole question here of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, or Moshe, in any case, to stop crying and just to go. by asking a different question. By the time the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has full control over everything. They've seen the Makkos, they've witnessed the Makkos. So what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to accomplish here by Yam Suf? Meaning, what was the other lesson that they're meant to be learning here? Because we know that all the Makkos, like we spoke about by Parshas Va'era, all the Makkos came with a purpose. There was a reason for the Makkos. It weren't random punishments. There was something that Klal Yisrael was meant to learn. They're meant to learn that Hashem is Shalat on Teva, that there are levels of nature, that there are different parts of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlita on all of them. What is the purpose of Yam Suf? Why did they have to be here? And what were they meant to be learning? And what Hashem tells Moshe is, you know that there's a process to the Geula. You remember how it all started way back in Mitzrayim when I sent you to Parai and it just got worse. And you came back to me and you said, Me'az Basia Parai. You learned that this is the way the Geula works. That there's going to be ups and downs. That things are going to go and come. That things are going to get harder, and then they're going to get easier, and then they're going to get harder, and then easier, and then it's going to get so hard that you think it can never stop, and then it's going to be the final salvation. And this is the lesson that they were meant to learn. This is the lesson B'nai Yisrael have to learn before getting to the place of Vayya'aminu B'Hashem Uv'Moshe Avdai. To get to a place of true emuna is that lesson that even when it looks like the Geula is very far or moving further away, by the minute, there's that recognition that there's a plan here and a process. And after Kriyas Yam Suf, when Moshe says Oz Yashir, what he was saying is, now I see that same Oz, he was Tikin Ba'Oz, he corrected by his Oz Yashir what he said back then with the Me'az Basi El Parai. Now I can see that everything that happened in order to get us to where we are today. The joy of Yam Suf was more than seeing the Mitzrayim defeated. The joy of Yam Suf was seeing that it was the Tzara that brought the Yeshua. That not only did Hashem save them from the Tzara, but without the Tzara, the Yeshua wouldn't have been. It was because Parai chased after them that they had the extra nes and the extra wealth of the Yam. And without Parai being such a stubborn person way back from the beginning, without the hardening of his heart, there wouldn't have been this nes. And that was the lesson. The lesson is, beyond what they learned in Mitzrayim, that Hashem could save them from anything, the lesson that they learned here is that from the Tzara comes the Yeshua. Eis Tzara hi leYaakov, umimena yivashea. It's a time of Tzara for Yaakov, umimena yivashea. From it we will be saved. No, through it we will be saved. And this is the lesson we have to learn constantly. We learn this lesson also by Mara. By Mara, what happened was, it was the bitter leaves that make the water sweet. That's what happened. They had bitter water. They had to throw in bitter leaves. And the bitter leaves and the bitter water makes the water sweet. Because sometimes it's the Tzara itself that turns the water into the sweetness. Sometimes it's the Tzara itself that makes things work for us. And our problem is we don't always see it at the moment. Often we really don't see it at the moment. Often at the moment we're saying, Lama harayesa la'am hazeh. Often at the moment we're saying, Me'az basi al parai. And what we have to learn is, at the moment when things are hard, to be able to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I see it. I see that there's a process here. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ilu amru Yisrael al hayam. If Yisrael by the water would have said, Hashem, Malach la'ilam va'ed, Hashem is the, or Hashem melech la'ilam va'ed, Hashem is the king forever, v'layaya uma v'lashan shalatas b'em la'ilam. They would have reached their final redemption. Ella, but they didn't say Hashem melech la'ilam va'ed, they said Hashem yimlech la'ilam va'ed, lasid la'vay. They said Hashem will be the king forever. They didn't say Hashem is the king forever. It's easy to say Hashem malach in the past, and it's easy to say Hashem Yimleich in the future. Because in the past, like Moshe on the Yam Suf, we could turn back and say, I get it now. Hashem Malach La'ilam Va'ed. When we see the process of our entire history unfolding, sometimes we are lucky enough to be able to see, I get it. I understand why all those random things had to happen to me. Hashem Malach. Hashem, you took care of me back then. It's also not as easy, but easy to say, Hashem, yimlech le'elamed. Hashem, I believe that you will take care of me. What's really hard is to say, Hashem melech. Hashem, you are taking care of me right now. Because at the right now, sometimes we're saying, Lama hari Isa. Sometimes we're saying, Me'oz basi al pare. It's hard. A story is told, I don't remember where I heard the story, but there was a peasant in Russia. And the communists came to him. And the communists asked him, will you give up your factory for the motherland? Would you give up your factory for Russia, for Mother Russia? And he said, I would definitely give up my factory for Mother Russia. And then they said, would you give up all your fields and all your farms for Russia? Would you give it all up for communist Russia? And he said, I'd give up all my fields. Would you give your home away? He said, I would certainly give my home away. And then they said, would you give us your chicken? And he said, I'm not going to give my chicken. And they said to him, we don't understand. You're willing to give up your factories, your fields, your home. Why wouldn't you give up your chicken? And he said, because a chicken I have. I have a chicken that I don't want to give up. The factories, the fields, the home, that's all theoretical. I don't own any of that stuff. If I had it, maybe I'd give it to you. But my chicken, I'm going to hold on to. Because that I have, that's mine. And this we often do. Again, when we're talking about our Amuna and our Bitachon, on a theoretical level, we certainly believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's when we're going through a difficult time, when we're going through a challenging situation at the moment, we hold on to that chicken. We hold on to it and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to take care of everything big. I have to take care of my chicken. I have to take care of my own things. I have to take care of my little things. Because this is what we hold on to. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell Moshe there. He's trying to tell him, Matitzak Elai, you of all people, you're crying to me, you're davening to me. Klal Yisrael, I understand. They see only the bitterness, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you stood before me with the Me'oz Basi El Pare, and you saw that it was the Oz Basi El Pare, it was the hardening of the heart that got us through all the Makkos and even got us here to the Yam. So you need to know that this is the process of Galus. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Kol Doidi Hinei Zabah, Midaleg Al Haharim Mekapetz Al Gvayis. Here's the call of my beloved is coming, and it's skipping over the mountaintops. Doima Doidi L'Tzvi. My Doidi, my beloved, is compared to a Tzvi. It's compared to a deer. Why? Ma Tzvi Zeh. This Tzvi, Ne'a B'Chayzer V'Nechseh. Ne'a b'chayzer v'nechseh. This tzvi, this deer, he's seen, and then he disappears. And then he's seen, and then he disappears. Kach goel harishon, ne'a b'nechseh b'chayzer v'ne'a. This is the way the geula is going to come. The geula is going to come in a process of, we see a glimmer of hope, and then it disappears. And then we see a hardship, and then we see another glimmer of hope, and we think, oh, this is going to be good, and then it disappears. And it's only at the very end when we turn back and we see that we can get it, that we can grasp it, that we can understand that the whole thing was part of a process. We do this, we recreate this at the Pesach Seder. We eat the matzah, which is lechem oini. It's the bread of poverty, but it's also the food we ate when we left Mitzrayim. Meaning the same matzah is the bitterness, and it's also the salvation. Maror is bitter, but we dip it into the charesis, which is sweet. But it's also made to look like tit, which is bitter. We drink the four cups for the arba l'shenis of geula, but the wine has to be red to remind us of blood. And we're not meant to swallow the maror. We're not meant to just gulp it down. We're meant to chew it. We have to feel it going down, because we have to be able to say it's the fact that we felt so much pain in Mitzrayim and so much difficulty in Mitzrayim, it was the ribuy of the tzaris, the magnitude of how bitter it was that we were able to get out of Mitzrayim 190 years early. So there's a process to everything, and it's the bitter itself that makes us sweet, that brings us to the sweet. In the future, indeed, we will be able to say Hatayva Meitiv, even on the tzaras, because it will be much clearer to us how the tzaras are bringing our salvation. Now we have to hold on to the Dayan HaEmes. When something terrible happens, we say, Baruch Dayan HaEmes. We believe you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you are the true judge, and there's a reason for everything. You know what's best for us. But we can't see it now. Ma titzak elai. Why are you, Moshe, crying out to me? We've been through this already, and you should know the answer, that it will all turn out for the best, that ultimately everything turns out for the best.